Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Spur of the Moment podcast. I'm your host, Shane Dagey, and
I'm your co-host, Drew Dagey. Welcome to episode 12 of Spur of the Moment.
Yeah, we got a lot to cover tonight, and I know everybody's paying attention to the national championship game, and so are we. So this is a halftime podcast, and then we'll get back to that, watching the Alabama-Georgia football game. But we did watch the Spurs game before tonight. And they dropped one 111-96 to the New York Knicks. Drew, what are your initial thoughts about this game?
Back to back, you know. It looked like a back to backer, and it was. It showed at the very end. It was actually only 51-49 at halftime, but the Knicks ended up getting as much as a 23-point lead, and they ended up riding that to get a 111-96 win over the San Antonio Spurs.
Yeah, and it was a close ball game, really competitive in that first half, and then the third quarter, the Knicks started really widening the gap, and they kind of opened up on the Spurs a little bit. R.J. Barrett had a great night for the Knicks. He lit us up a little bit, but you know, I mean, it's what happens. We finished out 1-6 on this road trip. Of course, six players still out due to COVID, so hopefully we can get some guys back for Wednesday night's matchup, but, you know, definitely a tough road trip. I do know that 11 of the next 13 games are going to be in San Antonio, so that's a good opportunity for us to try to get back on the right track and get back to some winning ways and get some players healthy and kind of move forward. So let's go with our top two, bottom two tonight, and Drew's going to start us off. He's got the top two tonight.
I got top two, and the first one will be DeJounte Murray, who had 24 points, 5 assists, 4 rebounds, 11-19 from the field in 30 minutes. What were your thoughts on his play?
I thought DeJounte Murray had a great night tonight. I thought he led the Spurs like he's supposed to, and that was a really stellar outing for him. I wish some of the other guys, I wish he had more of a backup from the squad. He's having to really take the leadership role right now. But, you know, great night for him, 24 points, and thought he did a lot of good things.
My second would be Jakob Poeltl, who scored 12 points, 2 blocks, 10 rebounds, 7 of them being offensive, which is awesome, and 6 of 12 from the field.
Yeah, Jakob was a force down low, and, you know, 12 and 10, that's kind of his stat line, and as long as he's doing that and not turning the ball over, he's doing good things for us. Couple other guys that tonight on the top two that I'll or honorable mentions I'll get to after we do the bottom two. I had the bottom two tonight. Number one was Mr. Lonnie Walker. He was 5 of 19 shooting. He had 15 points and just wasn't one of his better nights. He still had the confidence to keep on firing away, but he just wasn't hitting tonight. He's 1 of 7 from the three-point line. So not a great night for Lonnie overall. And my other one of the bottom two was Mr. $50 million man, Mr. Tyler Johnson. He definitely was not on the mark tonight. He had confidence shooting the ball, but he was still 1 of 7. He hit that 1-3. And, you know, there was a couple plays he was wide open, and he just couldn't hit. You know, that's what happens when you have G leaguers up, and whether he's a $50 million G leaguer or not. But, you know, I know the Miami Heat are probably regretting that contract. But he does play hard on defense and tries to do. He was a little more active tonight, but just couldn't hit. So that's my bottom two. I want to remind you to email questions. We got one more tonight that we'll cover. But SpursPodcast99@gmail.com. Make sure you email your questions to us. And you can also text the questions in at 512-540-1626. We'll be glad to answer your questions and try our best to talk about the spur of the moment. Tonight, our question is from Donald in Amarillo, Texas. Donald was asked, he has a really interesting question tonight. Which player is most likely to be released or traded besides Thaddeus Young? Thaddeus Young is the elephant in the room, but that brings us to a whole different question line. Is which player is most likely to be traded? Who's your guy, Drew? Who do you think is the one that most likely to be released or traded before next season?
Well, there's a couple guys that I have in mind. None of the young guys, well, I think, we're protecting Ujante, Keldon, Derek White. But there's, like, two that I think could be traded. One of them is Bryn Forbes. We signed him to a two-year, I forgot, but we signed him this year. And another one also could be Doug McDermott. We might trade him. Yeah, those two were some of them that were on my mind.
Okay. Well, it's funny because I have Bryn Forbes on my list as well. I think he's on a one-year deal, if I'm not mistaken. Is it a 1 or 2 year? Do you know? If you look that up and let me know, but I'll talk about it. But Bryn Forbes was one that I thought is a potential trade candidate. And then I think the other one is Drew Eubanks. I think whether it's released, traded, dropped down, I think Drew Eubanks could be the guy that's not with us next year. I like some of our posts that we have depth-wise that I think could adequately fill in his role. So that's my two guys, Bryn Forbes and Drew Eubanks. Thanks for the question, Donald.
Yeah, Bryn Forbes signed a one-year deal.
Okay, yeah, so that could very, very well happen next year, and that opens up more minutes for a guy like Wieskamp or Primo or somebody like that to be a shooter off the bench, which we do have. So this day, we're going to move over to this day in Spurs history, and this segment tonight, I talked last episode about how every time we draw back in the random date in Spurs history to celebrate it or talk about it, that the Spurs always win. Well, tonight that wasn't the case. That was January 10th, 1984. The San Antonio Spurs lost 120-133 to the Portland Trail Blazers, which in 1984 was a really high-scoring game. The leading scorers for your Spurs were Mr. A-Train Artis Gilmore, who was a lot of fun to watch, one of my early favorite players. And then, of course, the Iceman, George Gervin. He had 22. So Gilmore with 26, Gervin with 22. And you had Mark McNamara off the bench scoring 18. John Lucas off the bench, who became a coach later on for the Spurs in the early 90s. He ended up with 12. But something I wanted to point out for the Portland Trail Blazers, their leading scorer, they had two guys. They had Wayne Cooper off the bench, who scored 22. But their second leading scorer was a guy named Michael Thompson. And the generation now may know Michael Thompson for another reason. Do you know that reason, Drew?
I have no idea. Tell me about it.
Okay, well, his son just came back after a two-year layoff for the Golden State Warriors. And Mr. Michael Thompson lit up the Spurs that night with 21 points. And he was a key part of that Portland Trail Blazers win over our San Antonio Spurs. So just to tie you into a little bit of history, that's Michael Thompson with the Portland Trail Blazers as they beat the Spurs that night in 1984, 133-120 on this day in Spurs history. All right, so we're going to move on with our preview of the next game. We've got the Rockets coming up on Wednesday in home. It'll be nice to be back in San Antonio. I don't know if we're going to have any more players with us other than the guys we had, but the Houston Rockets are sitting with an 11-30 record right now. They're at the bottom. I believe they're the third or fourth worst record in the NBA right now. So, Drew, can you help us with the preview of the Houston Rockets?
Yeah, so the Rockets will visit the Spurs on January 12th, 8:30 Eastern. The Rockets coming in are 11-31, one of their last 10, one and nine last 10. And they have Christian Wood, Jalen Green, who's a really good rookie, second pick overall. Eric Gordon, who's a really good three-point shooter. And they're going the complete rebuilding route, like the Spurs might be going. So, yeah, that's a little bit about the Rockets, who we will play on January 12th.
Okay. So, that's 7:30 Central. They got a couple guys out. Eric Gordon has listed as out right now on the injury report. Alperen Sengun, who I'll be honest. Before I didn't have a clue who Josh Primo was whenever they were drafting, or at least that he was on the Spurs radar. But that was a guy I really wanted the Spurs to draft. I think he's a good big man, and I think he's a good passer for a big man. But they have him listed as out also. But who knows who's going to be back for the Spurs? Jock Landale was out tonight with a back injury. Doug McDermott is still in Detroit, locked up with health and safety protocols. Trey Jones, Vassell, Derek White, Kelvin Johnson, they're all out. So we don't know what lineup we're going to get, but I'm going to go ahead and make my pick for Wednesday night's game against the Rockets. I think the Spurs are going to be elated to be at home. They're going to be super happy to be home, be back in the friendly confines of the AT&T Center. And I think the Spurs are going to do away with the Rockets they're going to beat them by 13. And I think a player that to look out for that's going to go off for the Spurs, I think you can look no further than Lonnie Walker. He's going to right the ship after not having a great shot tonight. And he's going to have another great game for the Spurs as we roll over the Houston Rockets on Wednesday night. What is your prediction, Drew?
So I think the Spurs are going to beat the Rockets by about 9 just because of us being a little shorthanded. So I got them winning by 9 points. And the person that I think is going to go off is I think it's going to be Ben Forbes, who kind of struggled. His stroke wasn't there tonight, but I think his stroke will be there on January 12th on Wednesday.
Okay. Well, that would sure be nice to see for Mr. Forbes getting his shot right and moving forward, and maybe the Spurs get back in the win column. I know we're looking at the standings right now and where the Spurs are sitting. You know, we talk about, are they going to be in the playoffs? Are they going to be a higher lottery pick? Whatever. But right now, after this loss tonight, they dropped to the 12th seed in the Western Conference, the 12th seed, and that would drop them to the first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth number of lottery balls in the draft. So, you know, that brings you up to a possible top 6 pick. And if you get lucky with the draw, you know, you could be a top 3 or 4 pick. But definitely, you know, something to watch. Now, as we go on this balance beam of lottery or playoffs or play-in game, this next homestand will be one to watch, because with 11 of 13 games at home, Spurs have a good chance to go on a pretty good roll, and they have some opponents that they can definitely have a chance to do so. So that'll bring us into Wednesday night, and we'll be back with you guys after that game on Wednesday as the Spurs match up with the Houston Rockets. Thanks for joining us this episode of the Spur of the Moment podcast.
As always, go Spurs, go!